You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here now to take a look at the weather forecast for the growing regions across the Midwest, the nation, and, of course, the planet. Let's start with the Southern Hemisphere, your view of the Argentine corn and soybean crop and conditions there, and then move northward into Brazil for me.
Well, recently, over the last couple of weeks, and what we see in this week ahead is that there is going to be some rainfall across both of the key growing areas of Brazil and Argentina. Probably the areas that I think are going to fare the best would be the central and northern growing areas of Argentina. Looks like Brazil going to be looking at near average precipitation. And when it comes to temperature, like the precipitation, really nothing extraordinary showing up. Temperatures are going to be warmest in Argentina, a little bit cooler in Brazil.
And if you move into the United States then and take a look just at our weather forecast for the next week and what conditions will be like here, and then maybe you should discuss winter wheat growing regions across the Northern Hemisphere and how they have moved through dormancy and into the winter time.
Well, first of all, the prospects for a little bit of a more mild weather pattern for a lot of the continental United States will be developing. Even though it's a pretty chilly pattern right now, we're going to see a west-east jet stream for a while, and that's going to warm up a good part of the nation for a bit. This pattern is good for the West Coast. California finally getting some rain today, and they're going to get more throughout the course of the week. And that Pacific air will overspread the United States. So we do get a little bit of relief from the very cold weather we had in November and early December, at least here for a good 5 to 7 day period. Now, for those winter wheat areas, of course, we had that severe cold in November. We would like to see temperatures a little more moderate, which we're going to, but at the same time, we don't want them to get too warm as well. And it's also getting drier in some of those winter wheat areas, at least in the United States. Over in Europe, a little bit different over there. They're getting a little bit of the cold now and a little bit more of the wintry weather.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us.
Thank you.
Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. You can find him and all of our agricultural information on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. While you're there, scroll on down. You'll find some interesting information in our Ag Notes section. News and information from the world of agriculture. And over on the right-hand side of the page, there's a series of links, including the Outlook meeting calendar. And that, you'll find the Ag Masters and the Illinois Farm Economics Summits information. Those are both the week of December 15th, not too far away. But get yourself registered and find all the information on how to do that at willag.org. That's willag.org. Have a great Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.